morning. My name is Pastor Amanda, one of the pastors here at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, and I'm excited that you're with us today to worship. Today is a special Next Gen message. It's our Next Gen Sunday where we look at and celebrate all of the things that we are doing with PRPC Next Gen. PRPC Next Gen is our ministry with kids, teenagers, and their parents to help them experience the life-changing love of God. The vision of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church is to engage and inspire all people to share God's love and grow in faith and serve our neighbors. And we are committed to sharing God's love through faithful, engaging, and inspiring experiences. And our Next Gen ministries exist to do that with kids, teenagers, and their parents. If you're newer to Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, if you've been looking for a church to help bring you back to your faith or maybe help your kids have a faith that lasts, I really think that Park Ridge Presbyterian Church might be that church for you. Today's sermon, we're gonna walk through how we share God's love with the next generation. I'll share some stories about how I see God on the move and at work in our teenagers' lives and celebrate their leaders. Our key verse for our service today is the one that the kids and the students, they learned up at Camp Timberly, the camp we take our kids to on winter retreats in the beginning of the year. The verse is John chapter 8, verse 32. It says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I invite you to try to put that verse to memory just like the kids did up at camp. When we memorize scripture, when we have it in our heads, we have it in our hearts. And that means that we can hear the voice of God when we need it. John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I invite you to read it, to memorize it, to hear it, to say it out loud. Put that in your heart so it will be there when you need it. The theme this winter up at camp was True North, and all the kids, all the leaders were invited to think about following on the path of the direction that God leads us on, to choose that God's way for us is the best way, that God is the one who sets our direction, just like North sets the direction on a compass. Because there's a lot of stuff that's out there that's competing for our attention, that's competing for our devotion, isn't there? There's popularity and success and money and cool stuff and big houses and power. And there's all these voices out there calling to us. They come this way, this way. I have what you need. You'll be happy over here. Everyone will want to be your friend if you have this video game. You'll never feel empty if you have all this stuff. Follow me this way, this way. But all those voices, they aren't telling the truth. They're not telling the whole truth. You might feel better for a little bit when you've got that big bank account. You might feel better for a little bit when you buy that new thing that you've been dreaming about and thinking about. But what we believe as followers of Jesus is that the truth about who we are as beloved children of God and who God is as our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, it is the only thing that can set us free to experience the life that God wants for us. We believe that following Jesus as our true north, as the direction that we set out to follow, is the best way to live. At PRPC Next Gen, we try to help kids and teenagers and their parents experience the life-changing love of God so that they will one day choose to follow Jesus for themselves. The main way that we do that is through our Sunday morning experience. Inspired through the Phase Project from Orange, an organization that creates curriculum and training and experiences for leaders to support the faith and future of the next generation, we've tried to meet your families at every phase as your kids grow up. We know that kids grow up fast. We know that what they need from their parents and their teenager, what they need from their parents and their teachers and their pastors and their friends, it changes as they grow up and become who they are. So we try to meet kids at these different developmental phases because as they're growing up, they're going to need new and different ways to encounter God. The first phase you'll encounter here at PRPC Next Gen is in our nursery for our babies and our toddlers, our birth through four-year-olds. In this phase, our goal is to just embrace your little ones and embrace parents in this phase with the love of God. Little ones are allowed to stay in our church. You're allowed to be kids here, so you're allowed to sound like it and wander around like it and maybe get into some mischief. Or our little ones are invited down to the nursery to learn and explore, to practice making friendships and sharing toys and learning that they can trust the grown-ups that are here to take care of them. This is the phase that my family is in right now, and I tell new parents all the time what a gift I know it is to be on the receiving end of the ministries of PRPC Next Gen. In this phase, this embrace phase, we often celebrate baptism. Baptism is a time where we promise, as parents or caregivers, we're promising to raise a little one in the faith in this church to know and experience the love of God, to know that God loves them and cherishes them and sees them as a child. But we as the church, we also make promises at baptism to be the church community, the faith community that those parents or caregivers need to raise their kids up in the faith. So often baptism is one of the things that we do in this phase. The next phase for PRPC Kids is our PRPC Kids Sunday School. That's for our pre-K 4 through second graders. In this phase, we try to engage kids with the wonder of God's story. Each week, they engage in a new Bible story to understand who God is and how big God's love for them is. And we engage them in their curiosity and in their questions. It's also a time where kids have a chance to engage more in the life of the church in bigger activities like the Christmas program or the Easter egg hunt. They get to engage a little bit more in what it means to be a part of a community of faith. The next phase that we meet kids in is in that time between elementary school and middle school. Our upper elementary students, our third through fifth graders, they meet in their own small group. And developmentally, they're in a phase between elementary school and middle school, but also physically in our building. They're kind of caught in between these spaces. We've often done children's ministry down on our lower level and youth ministry upstairs, and they are physically located in between these two spaces for their Sunday morning small group. Fourth grade actually is a time of drop-off for kids that have been participating in the life of the church to really check out and disengage. So paying attention to this upper elementary phase for kids is really important. And so a few years ago, we launched our third through fifth grade small group to try to be with them in a different way. Dan Scott wrote a book called Caught in Between about this transitional phase and these trends in the church for engagement with preteens. And so in response to that and what we were seeing in the life of our own church, we wanted to commit to this age group in a special way, give them their own space, their own small group, and some of their own experiences. And that's when we started taking fourth and fifth graders to camp for a one night overnight. As these kids are almost teenagers, as they are growing up just a little more and a little more, they get to do a little more and a little more, like go to camp for a night. In this phase, what we are trying to do for students is affirm them. Affirm them with the unconditional love of God. Affirm them in who God created them to be uniquely. In this phase, this almost teenage phase, this like 8-year-old to 12-year-old phase, especially for young girls, is a really vulnerable time. It's a really important time to be laying strong foundations of self-worth and self-love. And we believe that how we do that is by grounding our whole lives on the truth that God loves us unconditionally, that who we are as created by God for good is how we get our self-worth and that self-love. And it's that affirmation that kids need at this phase to help them remain strong and steady through adolescence. As your kids move into those teenage years, as they move up into our student ministry. So we leave our kids ministry with that fifth grade break off, and then we move into student ministry at sixth grade. We have a middle school small group and a high school small group that meets every Sunday. In this phase, we mobilize teenagers to put their faith in action, to make their faith their own, to serve their community and their church. In this year, we have seen God at work in our teenagers in ways that honestly were prayers and hopes and aspirations. We launched our first high school small group in September. As these kids moved up into a new phase of their own into high school, we knew we needed to do something different to meet them in that phase and to mobilize our older teenagers, our high school students, in special ways. They have been sharing their gifts in our church. They have been leading in our church, and we knew it's what we wanted for them, but we had no idea how willing they were to say yes. Both our middle school and our high school students participate in our PRPC band. They help lead us in worship. And by sharing their gifts and leading us in worship, they help more people encounter God's love through worship and praise. The next thing that we tried to do to mobilize those teenagers, to offer them something new and different, is we committed one Sunday school morning experience, one Sunday morning for those older kids to teach those younger kids down in Sunday school. So one Sunday a month, we've got teenagers who are leading small group for those Sunday school kids and those kids' small group kids, those third through fifth graders. And it was kind of an experiment. It was kind of just a hope and a dream. And it has been so beautiful to see the confidence of our teenagers as they step into these different spaces each month, to see the appreciation and the just affection that these younger kids have for these teenagers. When you are 9 years old, a 14-year-old seems so grown to you, so big and so different. And so when that 14-year-old knows you and knows your story, it is so powerful. All of this culminated for us in a really cool way last weekend when we took our fourth and fifth graders to camp, because I was able to bring two of our high school students to camp with us as student leaders. And that isn't just like a, oh, well, that's cute for them. Oh, how fun. I don't want us to miss how important this is, how life-changing this can be. I was given opportunities to lead students younger than me at my church when I was just a teenager, and I've literally never stopped. This has the opportunity and the possibility to give teenagers a way to continue to build and strengthen their faith, to put their faith in action so that they can have a faith that lasts. And we can't miss the fact that a teenager knowing the name and the story of a 10-year-old girl has the power and the possibility to make somebody who might feel like nobody notices me, nobody really knows me, to make them feel known and connected and cared for. That has the power to change lives. That has the power to keep a girl connected to a community that will care for her. That has the power to keep a kid plugged in to this love of God that is sustaining. So all of this stuff that we have been doing at Parkridge Presbyterian Church with our Next Gen ministries, it is all building towards experiences like that. We exist to help kids and teenagers and parents experience the life-changing love of God so that they can choose to follow Jesus for themselves. Research shows that kids who grow up in church or grow up in life with 5 to 7 significant relationships with safe, trustworthy, and faithful adults will be the determinant in whether they have a faith that lasts or not. Another way that we say this sometimes is that sometimes what it takes for a kid or teenager to know God is to know someone who knows God. And that's what's happening on our Sunday mornings is we have adults who take their faith seriously, who want to have their own kids raised up in a faith that lasts. They serve in our Sunday morning small groups. It's what we're doing with our high school kids when they're plugged in to lead on Sunday mornings. We are trying to surround and support kids and teenagers that grow up here with at least 5 significant adults that will love them and care for them and show them God's love. So that's what we're doing here. Every Sunday morning, with every small group, with every trip, with every mission trip, we're trying to help kids and teenagers know the truth about who God is and how God loves them so that they can be set free to experience that love of God for the rest of their lives. Let's pray. God, we give you all praise and glory for the ways that you are moving in the midst of our Next Gen Ministries, the way that you're bringing parents and kids and teenagers together in this space to build real community that can support us when life is hard, that can point us back to you when we walk away, that can strengthen us in this collective experience of worshiping you. God, we know that you are the reason that any of this is taking root in people's lives, because you change lives. God, we pray that you would continue to help us be faithful to you in the ways that you are calling us to share your love with kids and teenagers and their parents. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.